Hey everyone, and welcome to She Likes to Talk with me, your host Steph Janine. And today I'll be talking about something that's changed the dating game entirely, dating apps, from swiping right to finding the right match. I'll explore how online platforms are reshaping how we meet people and hopefully find love. Dating apps have quickly become a staple in the search for love, from Tinder and Bumble to more niche apps like Hinge and OkCupid. They've revolutionised how we connect with potential partners. But before we dive into how to make the most of these apps, let's take a step back and talk about their impact. The first wave of dating apps appeared in the early 2000s, but it wasn't until the mid-2010s that swiping became the norm. Apps like Tinder made it easy to judge a person based on a quick snapshot, literally. It's no surprise that the process became super streamlined, and now you can find someone nearby with just a few taps. But let's be real, is it that easy? Are we finding true love through our phones, or are we simply just swiping ourselves into oblivion? Like everything, dating apps comes with their highs and lows, so let's break them down. First, the pros. Accessibility. Dating apps makes it easy to meet people, especially for those with busy schedules or those who might not meet others in their social circles. Whether you're an introvert or just don't have time to go out as much, dating apps are a convenient way to put yourself out there. Number two, a wider pool of people. You can meet people you've never crossed paths with in real life. Want to date someone who shares your love for indie films and vegan cooking? There's probably a dating app for that. Number three, control and convenience. You're in charge of how much you want to share about yourself and when you want to share it. And let's not forget how easy it is to filter out people you're not interested in. And now for the cons. Overwhelming choice. While having options sounds great, it can lead to decision fatigue. There's always the fear that, what if someone better comes along? Which makes committing difficult. Ghosting and casualness. Ghosting is unfortunately common, as people often feel less accountable when they're behind a screen. Additionally, apps can promote more casual interactions, which isn't always conducive to finding lasting love. And finally, the pressure to perform. Apps often prioritise appearance and short bios, making it easy to focus on surface level details rather than meaningful connections. It can lead to shallow interactions and even disappointments. All right, let's get into the meat of today's episode. How do you navigate the world of dating apps and actually find something real? Well, here are a few tips. First of all, be clear about what you want. Before you even swipe, take a moment to define what you're looking for, whether it's a casual fling or something serious. Knowing your intentions will guide your approach. Number two, choose the right app. Not all apps are created equal. Some are geared towards casual dating. Take Tinder and Bumble, for example, while others prioritise long-term relationships like Hinge, Elite Dating, and even eHarmony, to name a few. Choosing the right one that aligns your goals makes things easier. Be authentic. It might be tempting to present a curated version of yourself, but the most genuine connections come from authenticity. Share interests that matter to you. Show your personality and don't just follow trends. Remember, your profile is your first impression. Number four, taking it offline eventually. Online conversations can only go so far. At some point, you'll want to move things into the real world. Whether it's a coffee date or casual walk in the park, don't get stuck in endless texting. Take action when the timing feels right. And finally, number five, be patient, but obviously not too patient. Finding love takes time. The process can feel daunting, but don't give up hope. Also, don't feel like you're settling just because you've been swiping for what feels like a very, very long time. If you're getting frustrated, maybe consider taking a break, recharge, and come back with a fresh perspective. So, I've tried many dating apps in my quest to find true love. Yep, I've signed up to Hinge, Bumble, Plenty of Fish, Happn, Tinder, Swell, and most recently I tried to get onto the Soho House of dating apps, Raya, because I read somewhere that a couple of my celebrity crushes were on there, but needless to say, I wasn't accepted. Because I'm not a celebrity or remotely famous for anything. Well, not yet anyway. So I cancelled my subscription. Now, I've asked my many mates if they can share any advice on how best to navigate the dating world. And thanks to their anecdotes, I'm ready to rejoin the savage world of digital dating. Wish me luck, guys. As we look to the future of dating, one thing is clear. Technology is going to play a bigger role. AI, virtual reality, and even dating algorithms are evolving every year. But here's one thing. No matter how advanced tech gets, human connections will always be key. Whether you're swiping on your phone or meeting someone in person, the goal is the same. Finding someone you can build a meaningful connection with. So are dating apps the future of love? Maybe, who knows? But whether it's online or offline, love is still about real vulnerable connections between two people. Well, that's it for today's episode of She Likes to Talk. Whether you're a serial swiper or someone just dipping their toes into the dating world for the first time, I hope today's discussion helps you feel more confident and prepared for your quest for love. Remember, no matter what platform you use, you deserve respect, honesty, and of course, love. If you've enjoyed this episode, make sure to subscribe and leave a review, and feel free to share it among your mates. Until next time, happy swiping!